This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. You're listening to IRIB English Radio for a Better Life, and this is Sister Zainab. From the last episode, we were discussing about the lessons that we learned from the event of Karbala. We have discussed 5 points. The first is punctuality in your prayers. Second, helping the humanity, brother, all humans. The third one is being selflessness, you know. The fourth one is success is not at the edge. Fifth one is hardship. Sixth one is patience. Now, patience is adversity. It's very important for us to have patience because the Holy Quran says humans were made in hardship. These are the words of God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah tells us in the Holy Quran that only those who remain patient, you know, and tolerant will receive reward without measure. Leader Hussein, a living example of what the Holy Quran taught, was happy to remain patient in hardship and endurance and to await his Lord's reward. His patience wasn't out of weakness or helplessness, but it was a demonstration of his steadfastness and bravery. You know, it is not easy, dear brothers and sisters. When you see there is no water for you and your wife, your daughter, the women and the children and all men are complaining to the leader, saying, "Oh, leader of a caravan, you know, this Yazid has stopped water on us. We have no water, so how can we cook? You know, the 6-month-old infants, you know, the breast milk of the mother has dried out and he doesn't have any milk to drink." It's hard on someone to tolerate that, especially when the complaint comes from women and children. It's very hard. But still he remained. He did not retreat. He did not say, "Oh Yazid, I'm coming and giving allegiance because I cannot see the pain." When Imam Hussein, the leader Hussein, is seeing one by one his companions, his friends, the oldest friends, you know, they are being massacred. It is hard to be patient, but still he was patient. When he saw that his own brothers, one by one, martyred, you know, that too brutally, they are cutting both of his hand, they are chopping off the entire head, putting on the spearhead, you know, how they are chopping the entire body because the body of his brother, Abbas, were chopped. He was such a tall man. You know, still he was patient, you know, and he saw even before being martyred, his, you know, last breath, he was seeing the men of Yazid were burning the tent and he knew what's going to happen. And he raised his hand and said, "Oh, people of Yazid, I'm still alive." And then he got martyred. Now you see what happened, how patient he was. Even after enduring so much trials and tribulation, he did not retreat. This is the biggest example. We have to think very deeply, brothers and sisters. Karbala is not just ends with beating a chest or crying. Yes, it's important, but we have to understand and take the lesson in a day-to-day life, how we can do it. Taking the example of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, it's very hard. His brothers, his own brothers, you know, 10 brothers wanted to kill him. You know, it breaks your heart into pieces when you think, my brothers, my blood relatives are actually trying to kill me. Okay, cutting out relationship with me. Okay, trying to kill me. What kind of a people you are? And they threw him inside the well to die. You know, it's very heartbreaking. And then they sold them to someone to take it as a slave. Don't come back ever. But still, when he became to a big position, the governor of Egypt, you know, what kind of humbleness he showed them. He showed them this is how a brother is supposed to be, because he showed what a leader is supposed to be. This is supposed to be a heart of a Muslim. You're supposed to have a big chest, a big heart. You know, when we see the heart of a Yaqub, who's the father, I'm talking of the Jacob and, you know, his son, you know, the father and the son examples, you know. This example, Yaqub, when he was crying for his son, when someone asks you, how much are you going to cry for your son, Yusuf? You know, how much are you going to cry? He says that, I'm just not crying for my son. You know, this point is important. He says, I'm crying for the leader of the time. He's a prophet of the time. I'm crying to see the leader of the time. And he got blinded, you know. And we see the example of Prophet Muhammad, the messenger of God. What kind of hardship he took. Oh my God, if we see the examples.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
3 years, everything was boycotted. You know, they were thrown in a valley to die. You know, his wife was there, his young daughter was there, his entire companions or followers of Islam were thrown there to die with no water, no food, but still they were getting help, you know, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somehow. But they were taking hardship of winters and summers and food and water. What happened in the last year? He lost his beloved wife. His wife, Bibi Khadija, passed away in that hardship, and they all started moving out from there. You know, all the Prophet took hardship. All the Prophet, almost they got beaten up. You know, Prophet knew the way he was beaten up so much, but still he used to get up and tell people what is the religion, you know. Now, after that, the 7th point is faithfulness. How we have to be faithful towards the Imam of our time. That is leader of our time. Those were the people who were faithful towards the leader of the time. The time of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Yusuf, Yaqub, that is Jacob, Solomon, David, whatever we say, Suleiman. And now it is the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, at the time 1300 years ago, whenever the time was. His companion helped him. Now what are we doing? As being the time of Imam Mahdi, the savior, the last savior, are we with the leader of the time? How is our truthfulness, faithfulness towards the Imam of the time, leader of the time? Look at the example of the Lady Zainab, that is sister of the leader Hussein, how she participated as a woman, as a children, the power of the woman that we have to show. You know, this is the mission for us. We have to be with the truth. We have to stand against the oppressors. We have to be faithful. We have to take the hardship. This is going to make us a very good person. 8th point is standing against oppressors. You know, yes, lesson from the martyrdom of leader Hussein. Islam is not a religion of compromise. It is not. Living with peace with forces of oppression, if you're being oppressed, is wrong. If leader Hussein had pledged allegiance to the tyrant ruler Yazid, he could have saved his neck, saved his brothers, saved the woman, and would have most likely given a high position posed by the caliph, who would have allowed him to do all kind of prayers and fastings and other ritual acts of Islam. But he was the grandson of the Holy Prophet, who said one of the greatest struggle, that is jihad. Jihad means struggle, is to stand up to the tyrant ruler and say a word of truth. Therefore, Imam Hussein, as one of his speech on the way to Karbala, said, to live with an oppressor is a crime in itself. He also knew Quran and knew that striving in the cause of Allah brings immense reward. Those who believe and suffer exile and strive with might in Allah's cause with their goods and their people have the highest ranks in the sight of Allah. They are the people who will achieve salvation. This is the verses of the Holy Quran. So another verse says, O you who believe, shall I read you to a bargain that will save you from a grievous penalty, that you shall engorge and his messenger, and you strive in the cause of Allah with your property and your people. That will be the best for you if you knew it. You know? So next one says, and strive in the cause of Allah as you ought to strive. And the other verses says, and those who strive in a cause, we will certainly guide them to a path. For verily Allah is with whom who do good. Now, when we see the example of Pharaoh, an example of Moses, that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when God commanded him, oh Musa, you have to go. This is the time to go raise your voice in front of the tyrant. You know, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Moses says, oh God, open my chest so that I can take this mission, and he succeeds. It was a hard time for him to go in front of Pharaoh and speaking out the truth, but still he did because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped him. So this is example for us to stand against oppressors of the time. Stay tuned. I will be talking about the other lessons, other point that we have been talking. Until then, with your host, Sister Zeenat, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.